Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nips, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Into webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I am Miss Sammy Brooks, and we are going to have a fabulous, fun, sexy hour for all of you naughty, naughty monsters out there. So let me bring on my beautiful, and when I say beautiful, I truly mean this from the bottom of my heart. She's my beautiful friend, Miss Sage Montana. I love this girl.
Hello.
I so wish we could marry each other because I would totally love you every day for the rest of my life. Seriously.
I know.
I know, right? We're like, there's only a handful of us that really, truly get along really, really well. And, like, I love it. I just wish we could all just be lesbian lovers forever. Like, seriously.
Forever.
Ever and totally. Oh, my goodness. So how was your week, my darling?
It's been pretty good. I went and got the new baby's crib and all the
bedding. You had to buy another one?
Well, because little man's bed is a, it started out as a crib and transforms into a big kid's bed. So we had to buy a separate crib for our new baby. Plus, I needed to get something that looked more like, you know, princess-like.
Right. So are the babies going to be in the room together, or are you going to separate them?
No.
Or
separate them.
Well, which, yeah, I would totally do the same thing, because if I had a little boy, it'd be a blue, browns, greens, and the girl would be totally pink and purple. I'm like,
her room's pink and lavender, so.
Oh, my gosh. See? Great minds think alike.
Oh, my.
I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to come up. I need to see both the babies' rooms. Both of them.
I know.
Yeah.
You do.
So, yes. So you need to hurry up and, like, move this process along, because we are still having a wine mommy night.
Trust me, I'm ready.
Ready?
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
So are you guys going to, like, plan more babies, or are you going to take a break for a little while?
If I can keep them off of me. we've been talking about being done, but neither of us want to have the surgery to really be done.
Well, he ain't done.
So I don't know.
No, he ain't done, because when me and Furby were up there in Vegas, I said, so, you guys going to have any more babies? And he's like, the more the merrier. And I was like, oh,
I know.
Boy.
He changes his mind all the time. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
And I'm thinking, wait a second, who's pushing the baby out? It ain't you.
Exactly. He forgets that part.
Right? Oh, my Atlanta. I'm still just going to live vicariously through you when it comes to having babies. You know mine. She's like, grown. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I have to say this. I talked to her on the phone the other day, and she's moving back in July. I cannot wait. Yes, I'm so excited. My baby girl's going to be back in July. Yay! I'm excited. Not with living with me. She'll be living on her own, but not with me. Okay, so now that we got our little personal catching up on the air done, tonight's topic I think is a great one, because this is something that happens to a lot of men out there, and it kind of sucks in a way, but I find it fucking hilarious. And it's called Married Men Watching Live Cam Models. But the best part is when they get caught. I think it's fucking amazing. Absolutely, truly amazing. So any of you out there listening, call us if this has happened to you, or if you're a cam model and you've been on cam and you've seen it happen, call us at 646-595-4038. Make sure you press number one, or I can't put you on the air. Remember, again, that number is 646-595-4038, and press the number one if you would like to, you know, comment on our little topic that we have here, because I've seen it personally happen, and it was quite fucking hilarious when one of my monsters got caught stroking his dick to me on cam. But he was very, he was really testing the wife waters, because she was asleep next to him. He's stroking his cock. She wakes, rolls over, and I didn't even realize it was a human next to him. I just thought it was a lumpy bed. And she rolls over, sees him stroking his cock, sees me on the screen, slams the computer closed, and then I get a message like a couple weeks later, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. She broke my computer. I have to wait till I make enough money to buy another one.
Wow. I've never had anyone get caught in the act, but I've gotten some emails from some wives.
But that's some serious balls right there. If you're going to do it right next to your wife. Right? And they were newly married. They hadn't even been married for a year, and they were young, like in their 20s. And I'm just thinking, that is so fucked up.
Well, that's kind of a good question. Is watching webcam considered cheating?
Right? That's the thing. It's like, to you and myself, I mean, me personally, I don't think it's cheating, just because of the fact that if my man wants to watch other women and wants to fucking jack off, if I'm not keeping him happy enough or busy enough, and he wants to jack off. Furby, if you're listening, yeah, okay. You know, if he wants to sit there and stroke his fucking dick to another woman, I don't give a shit. I don't care because of the fact that it's safe sex. Like, but my
right.
thing is, if I'm not keeping you happy enough to explore your, you know, what do you call it, your fantasies, then we got some issues.
Yeah.
You know
I
what
don't
I'm saying?
If it's the lie,
mm-hmm.
like they didn't know about it and it's a secret, so they maybe feel like, well, I mean, for me, if you have a weird fetish, well, not really weird, because fetishes aren't weird, they're just your own little thing, but if you have a
yeah.
fetish that I'm like, I'm not doing it, I don't want to deprive you of it, so if let's find you a girl on cam that you can watch. Don't meet her in real
right.
life. But that way, it brings that person pleasure, and then it's an open, like, I know about it. Now, if you're spending thousands of dollars, like you're basically gambling on her pussy, no, don't spend
yeah.
all our money.
Right? Because, like, hello, mama needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, like, take a bunch of your time. I'm going to need it, too. And,
what?
You know, really funny that we have this topic today, but you remember that text I sent you a while back of that guy that came in and told me you were doing it to my man behind my back?
Right? Oh, my God.
He came
right?
today, about 20 minutes ago.
No way.
And he told me, yeah, and he told me that now you're fucking him hardcore behind my back, and soon
oh.
you'll be doing it in my face.
Wow.
I
so
was
then
like,
it's
hey, I told him I'd rather them do it in my face than we all get some pleasure out of it. And
seriously.
Tammy loves anal. I'm not really into it. So, hey, let him fuck her in the butt. Me and Furby can sit in the corner, jack off. I'll give my massage to me. It'll be a great time.
Fuck her in the butt.
Fuck her in the butt.
Fuck her in the butt. Fuck her in the butt. Oh, my gosh. I'm good on the butt department because Furby, yeah, no, I'm good for right now. He got me good in the butt. He got my butt good. Oh, my Lanta, this is awesome. So I love that, and you and I both know that's a cam model that's just talking shit.
Oh, yeah.
Which is,
oh, yeah.
Which is still to this day with us doing camming for as long as we have, I just find it so amazing that these cam models feel they need to go in and talk shit to other models.
Yeah.
And here's, I mean, the dealio is, it's like, models, you know what? Go work your chat room. The reason why you don't have any customers and you're not making any money is because you're a negative Nancy. You are
yep.
a negative cam model. You're sitting back bitching instead of masturbating. So don't worry about other models. Just do your job. Smile, look pretty, and fuck yourself. That's all you have to do.
Yep.
Literally.
Yep. Yep, that's it.
That is literally the bottom line. Smile, look pretty, fuck yourself, and have fun while you're doing it. Quit bitching. Quit
yep.
bitching. So today, I tried to log on today, but the StreamMate's experiencing some crazy shit going on. I was pixelated
yeah.
beyond pixelation. It was quite interesting. My boobs look interesting when they are pixelated. I was like,
yeah.
huh. So I logged off, logged back on, same thing happened, and I was like, ah, oh, fuck it, I'll just log in on Monday. So to all of you sex monsters out there listening, I apologize. I haven't been on cam much because I've been really, really super uber busy. I'm not an Uber driver, but I've been uber busy. hey, I might make great money if I become an Uber driver. Hmm.
Yeah, if they let us do a talk list, we would make a killing.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm good. That's a great,
yeah,
sexy
yeah.
thought, but I'm good.
Yeah.
I'd have to carry, like, freaking 9 guns in the car. Like,
right.
Then I'd have to become octopus hands and be like. But, no, it's I really truly feel bad for the cam models when StreamMate's having issues. Cam models that aren't making money, that are really trying to break into the industry and get on there. And so I totally feel for them. I mean, thank goodness for the two of us. We don't have to log in and make all this money like we used to when we first started in the business.
Right.
So it totally sucks for the new models. But at the end of the day, what do? Just take it with a grain of salt. You know, StreamMate's going to have everything fixed here, like, very quickly, because you know as well as I do, they fix that shit quick.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes
models forget if you're not making money, StreamMate's not making money. So they are going to try their best to get it fixed as quick as possible.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Yes. So all you models out there listening, and even the customers, just deal with it for a day, because you know tomorrow that shit's going to be up and running like 200%.
Yep.
Nothing will be wrong. So we have our fabulous little man on the line. Sweet Pea, is that you, my darling?
Hello, Sexy Sammy and Sexy Sage. How are you both doing tonight?
Whoa, good. We're feeling sexy and spicy. How you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Nice. Okay, what do you got for us there, Sweet Pea, darling?
Yes, I'm loving you ladies every single day.
Every stroking
I missed
moment.
You on cam today.
Yeah.
Well, I had an issue with my cam. Or wasn't with my cam, but, yeah, I'll be back on Monday. Monday I'm free,
okay.
So I will be on cam on Monday, and StreamMate will have everything figured out, so I will be there masturbating.
Okay. Yeah.
So what's new with you there, sweetness?
I'm just having a good time, just enjoying life here in Florida.
Nice. Anything interesting that you have for us, like, you know, any good sex stories that you've had? Like, have you had
maybe
any random ladies that you fucked lately?
Maybe I might go see one this Saturday.
What? Oh, you did?
Yeah, I think it's been kind of slow with some family stuff going on.
Okay, so you know our topic is about married men and doing cam. And I know you're not married, but have you ever been caught doing a live cam show?
No, never have.
Oh, you haven't? Damn it.
No.
Gosh. I want somebody to call into the show and tell me they've been caught and give us the whole gist of it. Oh, my gosh, Sage, Clarence will probably call in if I say that.
Yeah.
He'll probably be like, yes, I was in my basement stroking my cock and my mom walked in on me.
Right. So, Sweepy, but would you, if you did get married, would you keep buying cam shows?
I would, yes.
Would you keep it a secret from her?
Yes, because I had the speakers near me and I adjust the volume before she would come into the room.
Oh, my goodness. But why wouldn't you, if you were married, why wouldn't you tell your wife that you wanted to do or that you wanted to watch these cam shows? Because who's to say that she wouldn't want to watch them with you?
Right.
Well, I'm sure she could. If she would want to, I just don't want to make her feel jealous. I want to make her feel appreciated as I appreciate you ladies.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm. But
all about positivity, never about the jealous and negativity.
Right. So that's when you would have to just, like, I mean, me as a person, like, I'm just, like, so upfront. Like, when I met Furby, I was like, dude, I shoot porn. I do webcam. Is what it is. Either you like me or you don't. If you don't like me after that, then I don't give a fuck. Whatever. It is what it is.
Right.
And if I was a guy, on the guy side of it, I'd be like, hey, this is one of the things that I like to do. I like to go online. I like to chat with women. I like to watch their sexy bodies twerk and fuck and masturbate and do all this yummy fun stuff. And if you don't like it, then you're fired. I mean, but the thing is, though, at the end of the day, Sage, how many women could actually understand, you know what I mean,
yeah.
a guy wanting to go on cam? Because you really have to be an open-minded woman to be okay with it.
Right. Yeah, you have to have some confidence in your
yeah.
relationship.
Oh, my gosh, that right there is hitting the nail on the head. Ooh, yes, I'm hitting your cock on the head. Literally, because any woman that's not in our industry or hasn't been affiliated with it or never even looked at, you know, webcamming, or if a woman's not confident with themselves or not very sexually active with, you know, their partner, which I feel so sorry for those people. If you have an inactive partner, you need to rethink your shit. Oh, wait, no, don't. That's why we make money on cam. Don't. Just forget that last. Forget that last.
Got
Let
a question for you.
That.
Oh.
Go ahead, darling.
Do you think it would be working better for swing couples to watch on cam?
I like when couples come in and see me.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do
especially
too.
When
it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it
with,
is
with
fun.
Swing couples, I think they'd be more open-minded, I think.
Well, they are open-minded. And here's the thing that I found, and Sage, I'm not sure if you have, but I have found that when I have couples that come into my cam shows, the women actually get turned on so much that they come back and watch me when their husbands aren't around.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah. Why not?
Right?
I think for a woman, they look at it different. Like, I think the women that do buy might be, they've never been with a woman in real life, so they kind of want to
mm-hmm.
see. You know, so it's a real fantasy for them, whereas, like, for a guy, I think guys will wink off, you know, no matter what. But for a girl to buy into a cam show, I think it's because she legit has a fantasy and she, you know, wants to try it out, but she's not totally sure. So I like getting the
right.
girl.
Yes, they're so intrigued. If they've never been with a woman and they find a cam model that they are intrigued by, it's a, like you said, it's like a total fantasy, like, and this is one of the ones that I get all the time, is, oh my gosh, I'm so not bisexual, I'm not gay, but just watching you really turns me on and brings out this inner fantasy that I never thought I could have. And I think it's amazing.
Right.
I love it. Love it, love it. So all you ladies out there listening, remember, you can watch us. We don't mind.
Right.
We like it. We like it when you do.
Yes, we do.
Just saying. And not only that, but it's like, it's fun. It's really fun to have girls that come into our cam shows and just have that female, I don't know, talk, I guess you could say, because women, obviously, we understand each other. Like, we know the female body. We know how to. I remember one of the cam shows I had was with these two girls, and they were new cam models, and this was a couple years ago. And it was the first time they had ever turned on their webcam, and they wanted to know what it was like to do a cam show. I ended up getting them so freaking, like, hot and bothered, and we did an exclusive. And they ended up coming before I did, and I thought that was the most amazing thing ever. I was like, is this really happening right now? I'm like, these girls are going to make bank on cam.
Yeah.
It was hot as fuck. I was just like, okay, all right, I still
yeah,
got
I
it. Yep.
I think guys just got to open up and tell their wife that they're into it. And, it, I mean, if camming is something that you really enjoy and it's like, in your case, you're not married yet, so when you meet someone, that's like perfect opportunity to say, like, I love watching, we should try it together. And if she's not into it, then maybe she's really not meant for you, because then you feel like
mm-hmm.
you have to keep a secret. But if you're already married, then you should be able to tell your wife that you like it. And maybe to make
right.
her more comfortable, you know, maybe you don't specifically say, like, Sage Montana has my favorite ass in the whole wide world, and then she's feeling some type of way about her own butt, you know, but you know, talk to them, tell them, like, I think women are a lot more open than men give credit.
I think so too.
It's how you present it. Don't slap her in the face with it. Be gentle.
Yeah, be gentle. Don't slap her that hard with the tip. Just be gentle. Oh, my gosh. Now, remember, everybody out there listening, you can call us at 646-595-4038 and make sure that you press 1 so you can be put on the air with us. And we can gladly answer any of your questions, or you can just join in on the sexy fun that Sage and myself have for you this evening. Okay. Excuse me, guys. My throat is a little, like, raspy. Fucking Furby. I told him not to put it down that far. Jeez. he's probably listening saying, yeah, I wish you'd let me. Like, damn it. Okay, so there, sweet pea baby doll. Do you have any more questions or jokes? You haven't given us a joke
yet,
darling.
Yes, actually, I came up with a joke. If a woman saw a cam model online putting a toy between her legs, would that be considered fantasy pie lands?
More like a plastic pie land.
You are silly, mister.
You are, you are. Oh, sweet pea, we love when you call us. You're so adventurous. You're such an amazing mom. I want to hear all about your sexy weekend coming up, if you're going to be fornicating. Oh,
okay,
and if
I will
do,
keep you posted.
Oh, no, I want to know. Okay, you need to DM me. And I want you to ask her about the whole freaking webcam thing. Like, if she was with you, like, you know, as your full-time mate, like, how she would feel about you watching webcam. Bring that up. I want to know.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to know.
I will.
I want to know. Yes. Yeah. That would be awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. Seriously. Okay. So, on that note, sweet pea, we are going to take a quick little break for a couple minutes, and then we will be back. And, sweet pea darling, make sure you let me know what your girl thinks this weekend if you go meet her. Like, and send
will
me
do.
A picture. I
love
like
you,
the last picture you sent.
I will definitely be in touch with you.
All right, sweetness. We will talk to you soon, honey.
All right, take care.
Okay, you
Agreed.
Too, baby doll. You too. Okay. Ear muff going on. Sweet peas, ear muffs are on. His ear muffs are on. Okay, so we are going to take a quick break there, you not too sex monsters, and we will be right back in a few momentos. Let's see. Oh, wait, this song is a little longer than I thought it was. Okay, that's not good. Okay, we'll take, I'll shorten it up. I'll stop this shit quickly. All right, everybody go take a pee-pee, stroke your cock. You can grab some oil so you can stroke while you're listening to us. Make a cocktail. Go make a baby. I mean, gosh, Sage knows how to. Jeez. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Hold on. I just like it like that.
Something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do a big like the games go from bed style. Only need what you're giving, the rest five. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap.
All right, everybody, we are back, and you've tuned into webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And oh my gosh, this is our 97th episode. Like, that is insanely crazy. Like, we are almost at 100. We would have been at 100 a long time ago if we wouldn't have had to miss shows. But, you know, life happens, you know, is what it is. And tonight our topic is married men watching live cam shows. So if any of you men out there, or women for that part, have experienced this with your partner, you know, or caught your partner, whatever, or a partner that's been caught, you know, just call us at 646-595-4038, and we'd love to hear your story. We would like to know how you got caught, if you got caught, or are you watching cam together as a married couple? Because it's very intriguing to know. Like, do married couples really like it? And, Sage, I want to know from you, do you think that even if a couple is watching webcam, do you think that the girl might get jealous or the guy might get jealous? You know what I mean? It kind of makes you wonder when they're watching. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I had a cam couple for years, for like 7 years. And the guy, they would come in as a couple for like the first year. Year and a half, and then he would only come back. So it makes me wonder, did he get a little jealous and he was doing it secretively? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, like, it makes you wonder, like, does the other half get jealous maybe from watching? I mean, what do you think?
I think it's totally possible. I think that naturally, women, maybe for women, I don't know about guys. I don't know. My man is totally, like, greedy with me. He's not really into sharing or threesomes, never done it, never has wanted to, no matter how hard I may have tried. So I think that for him,
oh, my gosh. You?
But he, I think that he probably would be jealous, or he'd be concerned, like, is she going to do it behind my back?
Right.
I think for us, being in the industry, we don't get jealous because we just know better. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think
it's, like, it's like our second nature. Like, we just kind of, yeah, like,
yeah.
Like, if Furby wanted to sit there and watch webcam with me, and if he found a girl, like, say he went onto your cam show, and he's like, oh, my gosh, I still want to watch Sage today. Like, are you going to be – I'd be like, dude, I'm going to watch it with you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Right.
But we're totally bred into the industry, and so we don't think, like, the straight and narrow – I don't know. We color outside of the box.
Yeah.
Although I like coloring in the box, not going to lie. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we have another caller. Let me bring this caller on. Hello, darling. How are you?
I am well. I just had to call in and show my support towards you, lovely.
Hey, Johnny. You sound a little muffled.
I sound muffled? Well, let me change that.
Yeah, you changed that. It sounds a little...
How about now?
I can hear you now.
Awesome.
We can hear you. Awesome sauce. So how are you, Johnny? What's going on, baby doll?
I am doing very well. I'm enjoying my retirement from my previous job.
What?
Nice.
Oh, yes. I was forced into retirement, basically, but that's neither here nor there, and I am presently seeking more gainful employment for the future.
Well, hey, that means more cigars and more Tennessee whiskey. Just saying.
Yes. Uh-huh. You know the way to my heart. That and fried chicken and other things.
And beautiful women with beautiful titties and asses. We
yep.
know the way to your heart.
Yes. Which I think both of you have covered quite well in spades.
Oh, we have the curvaceous department covered in all freaking curvilicious ways.
Indeed, I can wholeheartedly endorse this fact from the evidence of which I have seen.
So,
and
what do
several
you think
times
about our? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and several times at some inopportune moments. Remember, kids,
so
when you're checking your Twitter in public.
Oh, so you've been caught watching. You've been caught watching live cam.
No, I said your Twitter feeds. Even those can be a little.
Yeah, but you can watch.
Hey now.
But when you're on your social, or when you're on, you know, watch, checking us girls out on live cam, you can still watch it on your phone.
Yeah. Although I prefer my tablet, bigger screen. You know, got to get the full effect of what you're seeing.
I want the whole ass, not half of it.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of effect to be seen in both of your specs. It's like, hey now.
Yeah.
Or as our buddy George Takei would say, oh my.
Oh my. Oh my.
To answer your question about the topic, though, well, I can't speak to that being that I'm not presently attached, but I think if there's open lines of communication, then I think it's probably a good thing for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there's trust.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's
I hope I accurately answered your question.
Oh, what was that, Sage?
I think it's the secret that women get upset about, that you don't tell them. That's why they feel like it's cheating.
Right.
Yeah. Usually with women, full disclosure is always the best idea. There are a couple things I've learned in my life as it concerns women. One, never try to be overly secretive around them. Always be forthcoming. And the second thing, and actually this probably could fit in the first category, women don't like to be called sturdy.
Oh my goodness,
and it's a
right?
bad idea to give a lady a razor as a Christmas gift.
Oh yeah.
I didn't do that, but I saw that. Do you know what Epi in Latin means? It means screaming
okay,
woman.
Okay, but I'm sorry. If a man has to buy a woman a razor for Christmas, there is a little something going
there
on that needs to be taken care of. Like, can we say female skate? Like, femscape? Just like, you know, we like our men to manscape. It's like, hello, bitch. Get those pubes off those places where it don't belong.
You don't want any of that Wild Kingdom thing going on, you know? It's like, oh my God, look, I saw Jimmy Hoffa. No.
Oh my God, am I in the Lion King right now? Like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking
for the tiger, and I found a jungle.
Yeah, it's bad when you end up going and you get that Lion King effect going where it's like, ah, Mahenya. Yeah, you want to avoid that.
It's not Kuna Matata, it's Kunta Matata.
Oh gosh.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
A machete and a miner's helmet.
Holy biscuits, Batman. Oh, that's some funny shit right there.
I do what I can.
You know what? I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Oh, my goodness. So, Johnny, you watch cam models. You know a lot of cam models. You know, you talk to them, you know, quite frequently. So what is your take on this subject when it comes to other cam models? Have you ever, you know, experienced a model saying, oh, my gosh, you know, I was just camming with a guy and he got caught? Or have you heard stories of, you know,
Here's what most guys don't realize is that all you girls talk to one another. And so if you try to pull something, on one, odds on are that most of them are going to be wise to your tricks. And now what I really, really like is...
And of course, then us girls, if there's a guy that's being stupid and trying to really do something that's not cam model, you know, savvy, then we let each other know. Like, we really do. I don't care if a cam model's on my free cams or on Chatterbait. If any one of us models finds an idiot being dumb, we definitely do let these other models know, whether it's through social media.
Yeah,
because
you've got to protect your interest.
But when it comes
to your interest.
Right, but when it comes to the stories of guys getting caught from, you know, like you just said that you've heard stories, like, what have you heard? Like, give me some dirty details. I want to hear. I want to know.
I can't think of a lot of dirt, per se, but I've heard several, and I know a couple that got some threats, both physical legal threats.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That the wife threatened them with physically harm and serious monstrous litigation. I mean, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, it's not like they held a gun to his head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, that's pretty crazy. And I have a few that I've earned enough of their trust to where they have shared personal details and contact and that sort of thing. So I've learned some things, and some of the stories I've heard are just crazy. And I'm like, really? Somebody did that? I said, that's taking it a little far.
That is. But then again, that comes back to the point that Sage had made earlier is, you know, maybe the guys should disclose to their wife, you know. Now, I am gonna say this, and I'll get back to that point, is if you're a dude and you're dating somebody, you don't really need to disclose that you're watching girls on camp if you're dating. You know, if you're not even living together, then it doesn't matter what the hell you're doing, because you're probably fucking 3-4 people anyway, so it doesn't matter. But when you're actually married, point of your life where you are going to, you know, share personal time with each other all the time, and it should be disclosed to the other partner, whether it be male or female. Like, if I'm online and I'm watching girls or I'm watching guys, then of course I'm going to tell Kirby and be like, hey, you know what? You were gone today. I decided to turn on the freaking computer and I wanted to see this girl. I wanted to watch Sage slap those fucking butterfly wings on my face. You know? It's one of those things, but when you're dating...
I'm getting some horrible feedback on my end, so hang up and listen to the remainder. Yes.
All right, darling.
I was getting a lot of jumbled stuff and being able to hear every other word. So.
Oh, no, that sucks balls. God damn it. Did StreamMate get into our phone system? Damn it.
I've heard a lot about particular situation recently from several people. I say bless you to the ones who are enduring through and being patient and working with the system.
And for those who have had their fill and have moved to other avenues, good luck to you in those pursuits.
Right. I'm telling you, those models that have gotten so pissed off at Street Mate and moved on, big mistake. Just saying. Especially when you put it all over your social media.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those things, because if things get fixed, you know, it's not necessarily going to be the most warm homecoming for you.
No, you never want to burn your bridges, girls. You don't want to burn your bridges, just
that's
saying.
That's true in all facets of jobs. Now
exactly.
I can hear you clearly.
Exactly. All right, Johnny, darling, thank you so much for calling in. Have a fabulous, fabulous evening.
You too. I bid each of you busty and beautiful, curvaceous ladies a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Honey Buns. We will talk to you very soon.
Later, taters.
Later, taters.
Later.
Oh, my gosh. So much. Like, there's so many different topics we could have just in one show. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with everything that's going on, you know, with the girls bitching on social media, which I always say, don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't hate. Like, the tweet that I posted earlier, it was like, hey, I'll be back on Monday. You know, Streammates, you know, they're working on the issue. It's like things like that is all you need to say to let the guys know, hey, okay, they're working on the issue, you know, is what it is. But when they
I feel so bad for our girl that runs the Streammate Twitter.
Right?
To do with fixing the problem.
Right.
She does, and everyone attacks, and it's like, hey guys,
yeah.
I feel better because you sent this tweet to this poor person, but her job has nothing to do with fixing that guys can't go cam to cam. She has nothing to do with that.
No, she doesn't.
She knows
the issues.
Everybody knows
yeah.
the issues.
There's the two girls. There's the Streammate model account, and then there's the real Streammate account. And those two girls, everybody out there listening, and I'm going to retweet this show because those two girls do those Twitter accounts because that's part of their job. They are not in the developing department of the webcam company. They are not in Streammate working on all these developmental projects that they're doing. Like, they don't have anything to do with all that crazy computer shit that we know nothing about. And you and I personally know these girls, and it when you see these tweets that are going to those Twitter accounts, it really is disheartening to know that they have to look at their Twitter feed and they have to respond to everybody. And when they get these negative tweets, it's like you just want to go in and save them, you know?
Right.
Let me come save you from this Twitter negativity. But then again, like we've said before, if you're a negative Nancy, you're going to post negative things, and it's just going to reflect on your webcam account, and that's just the type of cam model that you really are, is if you're that negative in your social media, you're going to be a negative cam model in your cam shows, and you really shouldn't be. Everybody should be positive. Just smile, look pretty, fuck yourself, and have fun.
Exactly.
All right, Sweet Cheeks, we are coming up to the end of our show. I am so, so glad that we had this fun, amazing time together. And, of course, Sweet Pea and Johnny Boy, thank you so much for joining us. And the listeners, thank you very, very, very much for, you know, listening to us girls just talking about webcamming and other sexy stuff that we always talk about. So, my mama bear, give me all your shout-outs where everybody can find you.
All right, guys. You can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas. And you can watch my live shows at stagemontanaxxx.cammodels.com, which I'm going to go live here in about 15 minutes for about an hour and a half, and then I'll be back tomorrow. So come and see me while you can. That's about it.
Yay. That's awesome sauce. All right, everybody, you know where to find me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. Also on Instagram, Sammy_Brooks69. And then my live cam shows are Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. Only on StreamMate. I don't cam anywhere else because I like StreamMate. Even if they're having issues, I still love StreamMate. It's my only site that I'll cam on. Just saying. So you girls out there having issues when you leave and you go to one of these chat sites where you're doing everything in free chat, you're so going to regret it. Just saying. You definitely want to be on StreamMate. Just saying. And Sage and I will totally help you. If you are a new cam model that needs help or you want to get signed up, just, you know, message us on Twitter or on Instagram and all that good yummy stuff. On that note, everybody have a fabulous, stroking good evening. We will be back next Thursday for our 98th frickin' show. Holy biscuits. I can't believe we're going to have our 100th show here in a couple weeks. Unfreaking believable. 100 frickin' shows of webcamming with Sammy and Sage. That's a lot of masturbation talk, sister.
Yeah, it is.
All right, everybody, have a fabulous good evening. And we will be back next week. On that note, go find your coconut oil, your toys, your whatever it is that you want to, you know, do your thing with. And catch us live on our cam show. Sage, again, will be live in about 15 minutes at sagemontanaxxx.cammodels.com. Go check her out. I will be back live on cam on Monday at sammy_brooks.cammodels.com. I always tweet it out, so you'll know when I'm going on cam. On that note, fun, go grab a cocktail or a cock in your tail, whatever floats your fucking butt. I don't care. All right, everybody, we are out. We'll talk to you later, Gators. Bye-bye. Patio. Don't need a reason or All right, everybody, thank you again for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And remember, you can always call us every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dollhouse Radio. And we will be live again next Thursday, and we will be ready to talk to all of you. So make sure you call in, tune into the show. It'll be great, sexy, fun. Always a fun time with me and Miss Sage Montana. So until then, have a fabulous evening, and, you know, go do what you do best. Go stroke. Go masturbate. Do whatever you need to do. We will talk to you next week, you naughty sex monsters. Have a fabulous evening. Kisses.